Today we'll be doing the letter Chaf. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Os Kaf Kfufa Yechtevena Agula Me'acharaha Shlotin Melevi." So the back of the letter Chaf has to be circular, because if it's too straight, it's going to look like the letter Beis. So see, Agula Me'acharaha Mishnei Atzadim Avachal Alach Shebifnimi Hiya Lachol Apachos Kaovi Koma. So the letter Chaf has to be rounded on the back on both sides, and the inside have to be at least the thickness of a quilt. Again, the top and bottom should be symmetrical. You can't make it too short. The width can't be too short. If you make the top of it too short, it's going to look like a nun. If you make a corner on the back, either on top or on bottom, but on the back side of the chaf, then it's also a problem. So even though there is an opinion that says that even if the top is a little bit straighter, but the bottom is rounded, it's okay. But we do not rely on that opinion, because we're talking about potential psul mida oraisa. And again, fixing the letter by scraping it is not going to work, because that's a violation of chaktochos. Again, you just add a little bit of extra ink to make it a little bit more round, because otherwise it's going to be a violation of shaluk kesidron. It could be that if you made the top part of the chaf, on the top back part of the chaf, a little bit straighter and the bottom a little bit more round, if the kid reads it as a chaf, so then technically it's considered a chaf, because according to at least one opinion, that is a valid chaf. So even though you're going to have to touch it up a little bit by adding a little extra ink to the top, but we will not consider that to be a violation of shaluk kesidron. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll do the letter chaf so fit tomorrow.